Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Everywhere you turn, there are signs of spring, whether it's the flowers coming up, the grass getting greener. Certainly, we had some nice warm weather this past weekend, people launching their boats. And here's one of the more definitive signs of spring around the Great Lakes, and that is Know Your Ships. The 2022 book is out. Roger LeLever is the guy that puts it all together and takes it all around the Great Lakes. He's on the line with us right now. Roger, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
I'm just looking at the cover of 2022 Know Your Ships, a beautiful photograph of the Stuart J. Court. What a beautiful boat that is.
It sure is, and one you don't see down in the Blue Water area because her trade route doesn't run her down through there. But I put it on the cover because she's 50 years old this year, and the Court was the first 1,000-footer, so we've now had 50 years of 1,000-footers on the Great Lakes.
It's a spectacular photograph. I'm wondering, you must use drones an awful lot to photograph these boats.
Well, I don't, personally. I don't have a drone. But that photo was taken from a drone up by Whitefish Point in the Upper Peninsula.
That's kind of a game changer for photographing ships, isn't it? Otherwise, you'd need to be in a boat or you'd need to capture it from shore. I mean, this really allows you to get from a lot of different angles you wouldn't otherwise be able to get.
Absolutely. It really, really changed everything when the drones came onto the market and they got cheaper over time. To get a picture like that, usually you'd have to rent a helicopter back in the day.
And I bet that's something you've done, huh?
Well, no, I haven't. I did rent a plane once to get some pictures of the Sulaks from the air. But, you know, I leave the drone photography up to the young'uns.
fair enough. You've been doing this a long. How long have you been doing Know Your Ships?
I've been doing Know Your Ships since 1995, when my predecessor Tom Mance passed away.
And it's been around.
But the book has been around since 1959. We're in our 63rd year.
And like I said, it really is part of springtime. And when this book comes out, everybody realizes, it's spring. I can put Know Your Ships in my car, get the new one, and go ship watching, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, it's definitely a sign of nicer weather.
You're going to be in our area a few times upcoming. We'll go through the whole list, but starting this Sunday, May 1st. Wow, that's something that we got to get used to as a new month. But you're going to be at the Algonac Historical Maritime Museum.
I am. I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock, and I'm going to be doing two things there. One is I'm going to have books, and I'll be selling and signing those books. And also, I'm doing a presentation, which I call Hitchin' a Ride. The cool thing about the book is it's given me many opportunities to get invited aboard these freighters to take rides. And the program shows what life is like on the freighters with a mix of still photos and videos and commentary. So if you want to know what it's like in the pilot house or the engine room or the galley, what the guys do in their spare time, see pictures of the guys and gals at work, this is the program for you.
You know, I think we are all pretty curious about what that must be like. We watch these freighters every day. And some of us obsess over them a little bit. We have our favorites. We have the Know Your Ships book in our car. And yet we've never been aboard one of these things. Kind of describe what it's like. I know that's what the Sunday presentation is all about, but just, you know, in maybe an encapsulated form, what are these things like?
Well, for one thing, they're huge. Another thing is they're a city. They're a small city, self-contained, and there's a bunch of great people that work on the boats, very dedicated to their work, and they're always happy to see a fresh face. You know, you're on the boat for maybe 2 months and all you see are the same old people. So it's kind of nice to have a little variety. So I get to observe them just going about their day-to-day, standing their watches, hosing down the deck, steering the boat, and what have you. People say, what do you do on those boats when you go out there? Is it boring? And they're like, No, no. Here's what it is. It's eat, sleep, read, repeat.
I would guess the hard work comes when it's time to load and unload these mammoth ships.
Yes, that's when a lot of the people get down to work.
We're talking with Roger LeLever. His Know Your Ships 2022 book is out. What are some of the other boats that are featured? Obviously, I mentioned the Stuart J. Court is on the front cover. What are some of the other boats people are going to see as they thumb through? And what are some changes? I mean, every year we have boats that, drop out of the fleet. Well, not every year, but often, you'll see, some boats have been retired. A new boat comes on. Any changes for 2022?
Well, one thing we're all looking forward to is the debut of the new Mark W. Barker, which has been under construction over at Bay Shipbuilding in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin for the last couple of years. This is a U.S. flag vessel, and it's not a tug barge. It's an actual self-contained vessel. And it's 639 feet long, and it's small. See, it's not a 1,000-footer. It's a smaller vessel. And building a smaller vessel means it can get up and down rivers and into ports that the 1,000-footers can't. So we're all looking forward to the Mark W. Barker. And then, speaking of Barkers, there's a little feature story in here about the salute that her fleet mate, the James R. Barker, gives off and around the lakes that are over a minute long. They've gotten the nickname the Barker Bark. And I interviewed captain and talked about why he gives those big massive salutes, and then also I talked to a musician who was able to tell me the key and the what have you that the horns sound together in. So when the Barker blows her whistle, two together, it makes an E flat fifth chord. How about that?
I'll be darned, I had no idea. That's great.
The ultimate in there. Got a boat nerd who's a whistle nerd.
Yeah, that is the ultimate. I love on a foggy night or a foggy morning, because we live so close to the water, just being able to hear these boats sort of chirping at each other. You always know it's foggy out there when you hear that.
Oh, that's a lot of fun to hear. I enjoy that too.
Yeah.
Something else in there, there's a chef on the Great Lakes named Catherine Schmuck, and she's written an amazing book called The Ship to Shore Chef. So I talked to her, and I got a little story about her. We had some very interesting cargoes move on the lakes last year by barge, so I've got a little feature on that. There's also things in there. My favorite picture is the cook on the Stuart J. Court with a plate of bacon a mile high. I said to him, I said, Patrick, what are the other guys going to eat?
they do eat well on these freighters, don't they?
Absolutely. It's gourmet dining all the way.
Nothing wrong with that. Roger, if somebody wants to get their hands on Know Your Ships, obviously they can come to Algonac this Sunday at 3 o'clock for your presentation and book signing at the Algonac Historical Maritime Museum. But how else can they get their hands on a copy of the book?
Well, it's peppered at shops there around the Blue Water area. Starting with the Lamplighter gift shop in the Doubletree. And when it opens, the Lightship Huron Museum will have them on the ship there. And also the Maritime Center will have them. And they're opening on May 2nd, I believe, also this weekend. And down along the river, there's St. Clair Ace Hardware down there. There's down in Marine City, there's the Mariner Theater there. There's a little shop that's got it. And there's all sorts of places down along the river.
I mentioned that you've got some other presentations and book signings coming up on May 28th. You'll be at the Great Lakes Maritime Center May 29th in Marine City at the Mariner Mercantile, which you just mentioned. And you'll be at the Marine Mart on June 11th in Port Huron. So you got some appearances coming.
Lots of trips to the Blue Water area this spring.
Well, Roger, we wish you all the best in your travels. We look forward to seeing you and really look forward to getting our hands on Know Your Ships 2022, a sure sign of spring.
It's already flying out the door.
Fantastic. Can people order this online if they can't get to one of those places?
Absolutely. KnowYourShips.com.
KnowYourShips.com. That's where you go. Roger, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much, Paul. See you down on the waterfront.
Look forward to it. Take care. Bye-bye.